On Thursday, another 28,400 sockeye were counted as escapement to the Wood River to push the season total to over 720,600 fish. The escapement goal is 700,000 to 1.5 million sockeye. The Nooshkegak River hit the escapement goal several days ago, and another 13,800 sockeye were counted Thursday to push escapement to 640,400. The goal is 370 to 760,000 sockeye. On Thursday, another 25,900 sockeye were counted as escapement to the Agushik River, and another 2,600 fish were counted through 6 a.m. this morning. That puts the total to 149,916 fish. That's just 84 fish short of the lower end of the escapement goal of 150 to 300,000 sockeye. Most assuredly, those 84 fish have already been counted as escapement today, which means the Agushik River joins the Wood and Nooshkegak Rivers in meeting their escapement goals. By all accounts, it's the earliest that all three rivers in the Nooshkegak District have hit their goals. Currently, the set net fleet in the district is allowed to fish continuously until further notice, and the drifters have been given 18 hours a day of fishing time. Tim Sands is the ADF&G Area Management Biologist for the Nooshkegak District. He does not expect there will be a change in the near future.
There's some heavy weather coming, according to the forecast, and we want to consider the allocation, but escapement is the first priority, and with heavy weather coming, we generally leak a lot more fish than what we're leaking with normal weather, and we're really kind of leaking more than we need to leak at this point, so it would be counterproductive, I think, at this point to reduce the drift fishing effort.
The management plan for the Nooshkegak District includes an allocation plan that calls for 74% of the catch to go to the drift fleet, with 20% to the Nooshkegak section set netters. The other 6% is set aside for the Agushik section set netters. At last report, the drift fleet had 85% of the catch, while the Nooshkegak section set netters had 10.3%. The Agushik section set netters had 4.6% of the catch. Sand suggests that the migration pattern of the sockeye through the Nooshkegak District appears to be limiting the catching power of many of the set netters.
All I can say is when we flew our surveys on Monday and Wednesday, there wasn't a boat anywhere near Ekuk Beach, anywhere, you know, there wasn't a drift net out anywhere along the eastern side of the district. Everything was out in the middle and west channel. And I think they were there because that's where the fish were. And when the fish are out there, they're not in the nets, the set nets along the beach, you know. For whatever reason, that's what was going on, and there's really not a lot that can be done about it.
Currently, the three rivers in the Nooshkegak District are the only rivers in Bristol Bay that have met their escapement goals. The other counting effort underway in the district is to track king salmon escapement to the Nooshkegak River. On Thursday, another 5,988 kings were counted to push the total to 56,300. That's still short of the escapement goal of 95,000 kings, but still ahead of the historical curve used by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to project reaching that goal. As a matter of fact, the king run is currently projected to reach an escapement level of about 120,000 fish. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.